Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. New MS Property Records Search Tool. Deeds, liens, permits, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Mississippi-focused portal to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MS can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to critical property data. Bookmark/Mississippi.PropertyChecker.com/ for faster title and ownership lookups on your next deal. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. Jackson Building Permits Streamlined. City consolidates services for easier access. The City of Jackson Department of Planning and Development has consolidated all building permit services onto a single web page, advancing inclusive planning for sustainable neighborhoods and equitable growth. Real estate professionals in MS can now more efficiently navigate Jackson's permitting process, reducing delays for development projects and transactions in the capital city. Bookmark the new one-page portal for faster permit lookups and application tracking. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. ProntoWeb Real Property Tax Inquiry now available for MS tax records. The ProntoWeb Real Property Tax Inquiry system allows users to view and retrieve property tax receipts online, with a browser cache clearing option available if receipts fail to display. Real estate professionals in MS rely on timely access to property tax records for transactions, due diligence, and client service. Access the portal at https://dsm.ms/customer-portal/ and clear your browser cache if receipts do not load properly. Mississippi Real Estate Updates. New Mississippi Building Permit Guide simplifies municipal permitting process. PermitFlow has published a complete guide to building permits in Mississippi, including resources and municipal guides to simplify permitting. Real estate professionals in MS can streamline due diligence and project timelines by navigating local permitting requirements more efficiently. Review the guide at https://permitflow.com/state/Mississippi to familiarize yourself with municipal permitting across the state. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount: 1, tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize; 2, opportunity cost of the down payment; 3, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity, intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most MS jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MS jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.